Our scripture reading is Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. This is on page 1039 if you're using the Pew Bible. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. And as you probably already know, as you've heard, Matthew in his gospel account is showing quite clear that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the son of David. He is the king promised, and he's showing that in every way. And here, as you come to chapter 13, these are what are often called the kingdom parables, and Jesus is, as the king, telling how the kingdom works, what it is, and what it's like. And here in particular, in chapter 13, there's an emphasis on the word of God, the word of that kingdom, and how it's heard. How it's received, and Jesus is going to clearly explain the sovereignty of God in all of this in verse 11, as the disciples come to him asking, well, why do you talk to them, to the crowds, in parables? And Jesus gives a clear answer in verse 11. Well, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. And he goes on to quote Isaiah, using the language, they don't have ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to believe. And so one of the things that you discover about Matthew 13 and the way these things work as Jesus explains them is certainly the sovereignty of God and all of that. And as Jesus would clearly say, I will build my church. And he uses means, no doubt, but he will build his church, and what that looks like here is clearly displayed. He gives us what it means in verses 18 to 23. He spells it out clearly. The seed is the word or the gospel. The way in which it's delivered is scattering, and the sowing of that seed has to happen, and we naturally understand this to be the preaching of the Word of God, a teaching of it, as it's scattered. Notice it's indiscriminate. It's not the sower finding the perfect condition, putting one seed in at a time, and just so particular. No, it's an indiscriminate spreading, a scattering of that seed. He describes the different types of soil here, being the heart of the hearer. And so those things are clear as Jesus explains them. I think on the one hand, this would be to the effect to help the disciples as they go out scattering that seed. It would be to keep them from being disillusioned. You can imagine it's hard. He's already told them, you're going to be like sheep amongst wolves. How's that for pep talk? And he's going to tell them, this is what it's like, this is what it's going to be like, and you're going to preach, and there are going to be people, as it was in Isaiah's time, who are not going to hear. It's going to go in one ear and out the other, you might say. There are going to be different responses to it. And in some ways, it should take pressure off. As we often say, God is sovereign, and you're to preach the word, and we don't manipulate things, and we want to emphasize the faithful preaching of the word of God and the whole counsel of God, and it is God who saves. And so on the one hand, it's to be to rid them of any kind of attempts at grandeur or things like that and disillusionment, but also not to be discouraged. Look, it does fall on good soil. Be encouraged by that. So preach the word faithful and let the Lord do his work. It's also a challenge to those who hear. You'll notice in verse 9, he who has ears, let him hear. There's a call to that, how we hear the word of God. It's not just a bare listening to it, but you see the emphasis there of it bearing fruit. It's like James saying that we ought to be doers of the word and not hearers only. It ought to affect us, and we can ask ourselves those questions. How am I listening to the preaching of the Word of God? Just as a check mark for the day, or as the Word of God? And that I hear it ought to be a prayer of ours, that we would hear it and heed it and listen to it intently and take it to heart, it would bear much fruit in our lives. Well, with those things in mind, let us give attention to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, life-giving word. Matthew chapter 13, 1 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them.' But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another, 60, and in another, 30. Thus far, the inerrant, infallible, life-giving word, may he write its eternal truths on our hearts.